And two. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
Eight 13 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 53 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
You've landed right here on FM 100.1, AM 1340, maybe on the WRHI app or WRHI.com or CN2, that's Corporium Cable Channel 102, or maybe your major social media networks, and you've landed on CN2 and WRHI. Someone comes up to us and will say, I didn't get your show. I'm like, I don't know how on earth you missed anything. It is everywhere.
Come out from under your rock.
Yeah. But it's okay. Sometimes we don't need to live on our screens, but a little bit in moderation. Yeah. But you need to know what's going on in your backyard, because this comforting voice that's going to join us is Trent Ferris. He is the public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Office. And Trent, we are dealing with scams, or y'all are dealing with scams.
Or preparing to deal with scams. Yes. I just got off the
phone. They're already here.
Oh, yeah. I got off the phone before walking in here with our captain over our Criminal Investigations Division, Carson Neely, and he said, yeah, I've already told our guys to start looking out for those reports coming in for scams. And, I mean, it's just one of those – I mean, with storms and storms like we had, the caliber of what we had, they're storm chasers. That's what they're called, storm chasers. They're not coming to chase the storm and look like the movie Twister or anything by that. They're coming to, make money. If there's a disaster, they're going to try to make money. And but it's really, heartwarming to see that there's people out there that help our citizens in York County. And I'll give them a shout out, Greg Suskin and Josh Stender over at the York County Government PIO office. They put together a cool video about showing folks, picking up trees, cutting up trees, picking up limbs, moving leaves, and this and that. Everybody's come together, and that's the beauty of what's going on here. But do your research. There's more signs popping up around here for roofers and paintless dent repair people than any of the political signs you might see popping up on right before the election day in November. They're everywhere. So we're just asking folks to make sure you do your research. Now, there's traveling scammers. These are the traveling scammers. We can't call them what we used to call them.
No.
If you want to know, just email me, sheriff.pio@yorkcountygov.com. Anyway, traveling scammers, the tactics, just watch out for these folks. They're going to try to give you the, hey, I could tell there's some damage on your roof, and your roof is fine.
I told them yesterday.
Yeah.
Ashley was approached like that.
And they'll say, this deal is only good for today. And make sure, if somebody wants your business, they're going to want your business today, tomorrow, a week from today, so on and so forth. So just watch out for those folks.
And some of these scammers aren't necessarily going to be like knock on your door or walking through the neighborhood kind of scams. They're going to be through phone calls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll call the contractors and insurance claim scams. If you get a call from about an insurance claim or a policy, don't give out your information. Anything. Let's just broad blanket it here. Don't tell them anything. It's like, oh, wait a second. My insurance guy, it's like me. My insurance person is Rhett Rutland. I don't necessarily talk to him. I talk to another person. If I don't talk to that person about anything, I know the phone call is going to be a scam. So it's just one of those things. It's like if you get a call from, say, I'm with your insurance company, and it's just, please. Oh, and this is a good one, too. It's like I have it here on the paper. We're going to waive the deductible. Please. That is a red flag.
That is too good to be true.
That is way too good to be true. If somebody comes and calls, or it's your insurance company or a contractor or somebody says, We're going to waive the deductible, so you don't need to call your insurance person. No, that's your sign right now to call your insurance person. Said this guy says he's going to waive the deductible, and you're like, oh, that's great. No. Hang up. Call your person, your insurance person, and make sure that's true, which more than likely it's not going to be true, especially in this case. And then, you know, contractor scams, you know, people are going to these contractors, while most contractors abide by the law, be careful allowing someone you do not know to inspect your roof and areas around your house and your car. Make sure you go to your car person to look for, like, hail damage on your car. I will tell you this. We have 48 of our cars on the parking deck at the Moss Justice Center. Brand new police interceptor Fords that all have some type of hail damage. So we are working through our insurance people. We're not waiting for somebody with a sign coming by and go, I can do some paintless dent repair all over your police cars. No, we've got a maintenance department that handles that, sir. Thank you very much.
So with all of these scams, because some of these deals do sound really great and people are vulnerable because they want to get the whatever is broken repaired.
Right.
So what should they do when they encounter something like that? How do they legitimately know if it is a scam or it might just be a good deal?
Yeah. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. I mean, just put back up, pump the brakes. Call a person, call a contractor. I was just telling you guys beforehand, like, there's a guy I go to church with. His name's Cameron Reynolds. He's in a roofing business. He saw some of my hail videos and pictures and everything. He goes, hey, I can come by and look at your roof. Cool. I know you, Cameron. I know you're going to not scam me out of anything. We go to church together. Make sure you know somebody. Make sure you call the contractor. You make first contact. Now, you're going to get the door hangers, and you're going to get the signs in your yard and everything like that. But make sure you look for – I told Manning this the other day on Straight Talk. Local, local, local. If you have not heard of this business in town of Rock Hill or York County or any of the close surrounding areas, you need to back off, because those are those traveling scammers. They're coming from everywhere trying to make a buck.
If you think that you have been scammed, do y'all want to know? Do we need to call your office
and
tell you?
Oh, yes. Okay. Please. Because the only way we can stop them is to try to catch them. And so if you think you've gotten scammed or if you have any questions, like I said, make a phone call first. Phone call to your insurance company first. And then next you can call the sheriff's office and say, I think this guy might be, he's offering me a roof for $200. Whoa.
Yeah, that's
back up,
too good.
Let's
to
back
be true.
Up and punt here. That's what, I mean, yeah, I'm being facetious, but I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, nobody... You're going to come out there and somebody's going to throw one set of shingles in your yard and say they've got your money. And never give them money up front. You pay them when the job is done and you are satisfied with the job and you can look at it and you can pour water back over your house with a bucket. You know, if you can get up there and say, oh, I'm going to make sure that hole that you said was a hole is plugged. Make sure you take all the steps before you give a dime to anybody who is going to fix or repair anything, your house, siding, dents in your car, so on and so forth.
Great advice. And again, it's sad that people will take advantage of others when they're vulnerable, but we appreciate all the knowledge shared with us this morning here on Palmetto Morning
Show. I got one more. I'm sorry. We could talk about this all day. Government assistance scams. You're going to get phone calls probably from somebody like FEMA who says, oh, FEMA's coming. You know, no, FEMA doesn't endorse contractors. Also, officials with government disaster assistance agencies do not call or text or ask for financial information, and there is no fee required for disaster assistance. There's like, oh, well, for a fee, we can get you some disaster assistance, you know, that kind of stuff.
We had Chuck Haynes on earlier this morning. He was walking us through what that process is going to look like here and what could be available to folks. And again, soon as he gets that list compiled and where people can sign up or what that looks like, we're going to share it, of course, on all of our platforms here at WRHI and CN2. Reach out to the sheriff's office if you feel like you've been scammed. If you're not sure, as Trent said, hang up the phone and call something that you do know that's right here in our backyard. Trent Ferris is the Public Information Officer with the York County Sheriff's Office. Trent, thank you very much.
Thank you.